McQueen, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD Producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realist contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nut and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom Motherfucking Blumenthal.
Alright, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show for December 9th, 2008. Welcome to the Tom Blumenthal Show. I'm your host, Tom Blumenthal. And you're listening to Serve the Kids Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Serve the Kids. And again, I want to welcome each and every one of you all to the show. We have a very special show planned for you guys tonight. Big lineup that we have scheduled for tonight, and I'm just so thrilled about some of these big names that are coming on the show with some major, major announcements. First of all, on the show tonight, Andre Mizrahi, revealing all, basically here to expose a lot of what he calls shade and drama in the Atlanta ballroom scene. Also, a lot of things going on within his own house that he wants to get off his chest and expose. So So we have him here tonight to talk about those things. Also, James Icon will be joining us tonight to break news in regards to the Icon Ball, which is always the kickoff ball for the start of the ball season, which, well, the ball season never seems to end. Now it just seems to be continuous. But typically, the Icon Ball is usually the start of the ballroom season in New York City. And there is fresh information about the Icon Ball that James Icon will be here to share directly with you all firsthand. In addition to that, Jasmine Couture will be joining us at 10 o'clock with breaking news about the BBB ball. This is breaking news, and people, and we always like to give you all the new information here on this show. You can only get big wigs like this here on the Tom Blumenthal Show. You can't look to any commentator to give you guys this info. It's going to always come from here. So you definitely want to be tuned in. I hope you guys are listening at blogtalkradio.com/servethekids as I pop a little champagne. I want to remind everyone, if you're on the phone lines, you need to be on the phone to make a comment. We will take everybody's calls tonight. I know last night it got kind of crazy. The lines were jammed really early and stayed jammed throughout the show, so we didn't get an opportunity to talk to as many people as I would like to. I always like to talk to as many listeners as possible. But tonight we will listen to you guys. We will take your phone calls. You can comment on yesterday. You can comment on what the individuals will be talking about tonight, my guests tonight on the show, or whatever's on your mind. You can also mention that as long as it's related to the current topic. So with that said, let me see. Let me just take a look at my phone lines already. The phone lines are lit up. I mean, my goodness. Phone lines are lit up. I tell you what, I got James Icon on the phone, and then we'll go to Andre Mizrahi. I don't see Andre's phone number, but I'm sure he'll be calling in momentarily. Let me do this. Let me welcome onto the line without any further delay. Oh, geez. I mean, my lines are literally lit up with phone calls, and I'm having trouble finding some of the phone numbers that I need to locate. Let me do this. Let me welcome to the show right now my co-host. I do need to bring my co-host on.
And now, it's time for the nightly Child Please segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Filler herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Child Please.
Rhonda?
Yes, sir.
What's the thing?
Oh, yesterday's show was the tea.
Oh, and no new tea. I'm sure you have new tea tonight. Let's get to your new tea in just a moment. But before you drop any on us, let me get to James Icon, who's holding. And I know James doesn't have a lot of time, so I want to take this opportunity right now to welcome onto the show the legend himself, all the way from New York City, the man who makes it happen. James, welcome to the show, James.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, doing excellent.
Good. Hello, Rhonda.
How you doing,
okay.
James?
How are you? Good.
Okay, James, you had a special announcement for us. Why don't you go ahead and give us your special announcement? And we do want to announce that Andre Mizrahi is holding, and we'll bring Andre in just a moment. But go ahead, James.
Oh, well, it's not really a special announcement, Dad. I just want everybody to know that the Icon Ball will still be going on this year. It won't be January 10th as we planned it due to location availability. It will be January 31st instead, the end of January, the last Saturday in January.
Okay, so people don't need to get it twisted and start making rumors and stuff. The Icon Ball will be going down as usual.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. Unfortunately, we couldn't be the first ball of the year like we try to do every year, but it still will be in the beginning of the year, no doubt.
Well, I think, it's still, like I said before, the Icon Ball is known as like the kickoff to ball season.
Okay.
So I think you guys will still have that title on lock,
I hope so, because we try to, accommodate everybody for every category. Sometimes it's unfortunate. Last year, the equipment blew out. The year before, we got through. The year before that, it was due to time with the place and everything like that. So this year we want to make sure that everything goes accordingly, every category is done, there's no issue with the music, you know, and we try to do it, you know, a little old school mixed with the new school, you know, as far as the categories and the judging and stuff like that. So we try to be as fair as possible and give everybody the real essence of a ball, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Okay. So that was pretty much it, James. I do want to thank you for choosing this platform as an opportunity to make that announcement. And
thank you. Thank you for allowing me to do that as
well. When would the flyers be out and circulating?
The flyers should be out in the next week or two. So hopefully we'll have it out by the law board.
Do you want to give us a sneak peek on what the grand prize is going to be?
Well, the grand prize is $1,000 Legendary Butch Cream Realness and $1,000 Legendary Femme Cream Realness, along with the mini grand, which will be Best Dressed Mother and Father for $500.
Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
So we can look forward to, like, a real – now, this realness, does that kind of like in you and Ashley's honor, the realness categories?
Well, of course. And,
right.
You know, so it will be, you know, in honor of me and in honor of Ashley and the Best Dressed Mother and Father, you know, just to all the patrons that walk. A lot of the mothers and fathers nowadays walk Best Dressed,
mm-hmm.
and we would like to see them bring it together. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to that, James. And
okay.
Any other developments, just feel free. You're always welcome here on the show to give us an update.
Thank you. I'll just go hold on for a little while longer and just listen on.
Okay, no problem. I'll place you back on hold. Everybody,
all right,
let's give a special thanks to James Icon checking in from New York City, giving us an update on the ball. Now, let me welcome to the line another icon on the phone. And if I can find his phone number, my screen is, Rhonda, literally overloaded with phone numbers here. And I had Andre on the phone. Now I cannot find Andre's phone number due to the overwhelming number of callers. But I do see your sister all the way, and let me give her the beat that she deserves, all the way from Chocolate City. Let's welcome to the line right now the one and only Ms. Avion.
Yes, the beat catcher. Yes. Dick catcher. Yes. Ass catcher. Yes. Work.
Oh my.
Work.
Ooh.
Work. How y'all doing tonight?
Baby.
Just went off a life tape, Penny.
I'm feeling refreshed and redeemed all at the same time. How you
yes,
doing?
By the blood, baby.
All right. Okay, well, Ms. Aviance, we just heard from James Icon breaking news.
Yeah, I heard
we
that.
Also have,
uh-huh.
We have Andre Mizrahi on the line who's about to break some news as well. On a lot of going on here in ATL.
Oh, fantastic.
So, all right, Rhonda, while I look for Andre's phone number, you had some stuff that you wanted to drop on me, so go ahead and do that.
Oh, yes, honey. I mean, so much tea trickled in, you know, with yesterday being so busy and, you know, I decided to just hold it till today time.
Okay.
So I have a few, you know, confirm or denies here, then some other little tidbits, you know, so...
Okay.
Without any further delay, let's see. We started off here. It looks like some tea came in that Ken 007 is now an Allure.
Oh, mm-hmm. And waiting to come out at the Allure Ball?
Mayhaps. We're not sure, so we're going to need a confirm or deny on that. And let's see. Well, I know you say we don't really mention C-listers, so I may just have to skip this one right here. We'll see. Maybe come back to it, and we'll see. Let's see. Ah. Oh, well, I don't know who this is either, but we'll see. Lil Trey X Allure Milan got locked
mm-hmm.
down at, yes, at Lil 5 points. But he was out and won Realness with a Twist at Booty's Ball.
No. That's
yeah.
not the same. No,
that's,
no.
That's
Richard,
not the same.
Yeah, Richard Prodigy won Twist at Booty's Ball.
Oh, well, I don't know whose ball that was he won. Well, anyway, they say he got locked still in Atlanta at 5 points jail.
Oh,
but he got
no.
out in
well,
time to walk the ball, yes.
Well, let's, Rhonda, let's hold off on any locked tea unless I'm able to confirm that before we drop
okay.
it. Because I hadn't heard that.
No.
But I did just get several text messages from several Allures, very high-ranking Allures, who are telling me right now that is not true. Ken is not in the house. So I guess there's no need to wait until the Allure Ball.
Yes.
But I did just get a confirmation about the other name you mentioned, so let's move right along, though. We do have Andre holding on the line, and Andre, I did open your mic up, so you can just hold off for just a moment until we bring you on and give you the proper introduction. Rhonda, get finished with the tea for me, please.
Okay. That looks like it's more tea in your city, Tom. Tony Milan, little Tony Milan and Julian broke up again. Tony, call me if you need consoling. Yes. If you need consoling, Tony, give me a call. Yes, it seems that Tony found out that Byron and Julian had been having.
These
children out together on many occasions. You know, they all look like happy family, but, you know... Remember in the movie, she said, family fucked my man. So,
okay. Yes.
Yes. So
that's why you can't take your man around the girls, honey. You cannot.
You cannot do it.
The girl's always trying to show off a pretty face and a pretty body, honey. And that opens up a can of Ermwagas.
Well, yes, ma'am. And he said Tony moved out into his own place, and Byron and Julian are now staying together.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we did confirm that Laomi is no longer a Mizorachi.
So, yes, and
that seems like that was all that's worth mentioning right now, Tom. I got to look over a few other things, and we'll get back with it.
All right. Well, from what I'm being told, I'm getting a text message from a very high-ranking Milan member now who's telling me that Byron is Julian's mother, so perhaps he's just staying there for the time being as a place of refuge. While I'm sure he's reeling from the loss of his relationship, him and Tony were such a wonderful-looking couple. They looked great together, and maybe they can work things out. I hope they can. I'm so sorry to hear about that. But that's what happens when you're a celebrity. It's really hard to hold a relationship together when you're in the spotlight. And we all know little Tony, he's a handsome young man and, you know, wins these balls. And so does Julian. Julian's a handsome guy, too. So I can only imagine the queens must be at them, you know.
It comes with a price.
Yes, and Tony and Julian both give you that realness boy look. You know, the girls go crazy over that. So
yes.
But hopefully they will, you know, be okay. We wish them both the best. But certainly there are people in the ATL waiting to snatch either one of them, I'm sure. Well, without any further delay, we have the legend, the icon on the line who would like to drop a lot of info on us. So we want to take this opportunity to welcome to the phone lines at this time the one and only Andre Mizrahi. Andre?
Yeah, I'm here. Could y'all hear me?
We can hear you great. Say hi to Rhonda and Aviance.
How are y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm good.
Well, Andre, let's jump right into – well, before I jump into this, let me also welcome on the phone line my brother – is holding out of the mid-mess. Hanif, welcome to the show. You missed a legendary show on last night, but we have another legendary show for tonight.
Oh, you thought I missed it. How y'all doing? What up, Radio Land?
What's happening, brother?
Not much.
Okay. All right, well, let's move right along to Andre. Andre, you have a lot of stuff that you want to get off your chest tonight. And so where do you want to begin?
I think I want to begin with my mess first. They say always clean out your dirty laundry before you go clean something else. But before I do that, my Yahoo is FatherGIV@Yahoo. Just in case I miss something, hit me up and I'll bring it up because this needs to stop, period. Okay?
FatherGIV@Yahoo.
Yeah.
At Yahoo, okay.
And it's on, so basically whoever feel that they want me to say something, I'll say that too. But basically, let's start with my house. Okay, I've been in this game for 20 years, and I'm not the shady type. They might say I'm shady, but regardless, as much as people throw at me, I swallow it and I keep going. Why? Because I feel that I'm one of the power heads in this ballroom scene, and if I attack, it seems like it's more weight by me attacking than them attacking me. So, you know, I actually think about stuff, even though they're attacking me, I still think about their feelings more than I think about my own. But I'm at a point now where I'm really tired of all the fags, and I'm tired of them just doing so much to me or my house, so I'm just coming forward now.
It's exhausting,
and it's from now on, I'm going to be true to anything. I sit here and bite my tongue for a lot of things. Why? For what reason? But the bottom line is, let's start with Trigony, the overall mother of Mizrahi. She left. She's no longer Mizrahi. Why she left? Personal reasons, because of stupid reasons, meaning she left because she's arguing with femme figures that's not even a Mizrahi. One is a Mizrahi, one is my niece. They arguing over an apartment that they used to live for. See, this is the shit that irks me. When these femme queens come to your house and they do the job, but then they feel like they are so fucking fab. And excuse me if I'm talking in anger or something, because I'm not really anger, but this is how I talk when I'm trying to get my point across. But they come to your house, and then you sit there, and you give them everything they need and more, because I was nothing but a good person to Trigony, period. And I'm not mad that she left. I'm mad on how she left. See, that's my problem with the people that leave me. It's how you leave, because everybody leaves. Like I said, that's a part of the life. You got to grow with it, period. But when you leave for an argument that you have occurred and you're mad because of something and you felt someone was reading you, what did the House of Mizrahi do to you for you to leave? They didn't do anything to you. Period. So by you leaving, you kicked all of us in the ass. You kicked me in the ass. You kicked Jack. You kicked Jasmine. You kicked Selvin at that time. You kicked all the house and told them, fuck you, period. You did this twice. So you can never, ever, and I love Trigony as a person. If she speaks to me today, I will speak back. But you would never come back to my house. That's one. That's a part of Trigony. I'm letting that go.
Ooh.
I had to get that out. Now let's go to the next one. Let's go to Laomi. Now Laomi is another one. It's a difference of you sitting here saying you ain't in the house, but see, people need to realize where they come from. You sit here and you live with people that is in the house. You sit here and you breathe and eat with people that is in the house. They take care of you for 2 and 3 years, and then you're going to have the audacity to sit here and text Tom and tell Tom, oh, I'm not in the house. So that means, don't get me wrong, you don't have to be in this house, but it's a way of professionalism to do it. You could have called me later and said, Andre, I'm sorry, I wasn't in this house, because that's what Kelly told me, where you lay your head at every night. But that's not the problem. The problem is how they do it. And the reason that you're supposed to have left, really, I don't know the reason. But what people are telling me the reason is, you don't see Kelly as much. But you lay in her house with her, eat her food, and she bought you shit for years, but you don't see her? See, this is the shit that I do not understand with these young fans growing up, and then this is another reason. They sit here and say, you say it's too many knots in the house. Let's be fucking serious. And when I talk right now, I'm not talking because I don't dislike Laomi. I might dislike her ways, and people need to grow up. Like I grew up and everybody else, and I might still say something tonight that's not right. I'm not perfect, I'm not Jesus, but at the same time, don't call nobody a knot when you don't have your own house, when you don't pay nobody no rent, when you don't have no job, when you don't live nowhere else, because if you take your vogue away, what are you?
Ooh. Wow.
Now, let's leave that alone. That goes out the door. See, I'm just getting tired of people sitting here treating me like I'm nobody. First of all, I don't never attack anybody when it's come to this ballroom. Verbally or physically, I do not touch nobody. I do not do anything to hurt anybody in any kind of way. They might sit here and say, Andre is shady on a panel or whatever else. I don't even chop nobody unless I feel. You will never sit here and say, heard one time Andre chopped somebody just out of shade. You don't even hear that. You might have seen it say, Andre gave his vote over somebody. So this is what I don't understand. They always sit here and attack me because they know why. They say, Andre ain't going to do nothing but bite the bullet and go on and pay it. I'm tired. I'm just tired of all the madness, period. And now let's get to Atlanta. No, I'm sorry. It's one more I have to get to. And before I bring that name up, the House of Corn, it don't have anything to do with you. I love you dearly, and I will still love you. But this has to do with Selvin and Andre. I'm all dirty because it don't make no sense. And from today on, it can go on. Now, if y'all don't want to be my friend no more, I can respect that. I'd rather you be true than have all the phoniness anyway, because I'm not a phony. If I'm your friend, I'm your friend. If I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm your friend and stab you in your back later on. Selvin and Andre, I have been around Selvin since Selvin was probably 22. I've been around Selvin for 15 years. We have grown together from Brooklyn days, living in the same house. I have done everything from Selvin. I know her family. She knows mine. She's a part of my life forever. That's basically what it was. She was a friend of mine completely. But for you to sit here, I'm not no millionaire. That's like I said, I'm going to throw my dirty work out before I throw anybody else's. I'm not a millionaire, period. When I used to do craft, used to. Don't do it no more, period. When I used to do it, I did go to jail for it, and I did do my 1 month time in probation and whatever I had to do to get up out of it. I learned my lesson because I'm not the type to go to jail with it, period, point blank. So that means I'm not a millionaire, period. So when it came down to me moving, I told Selvin I had to get up out of this house because they sold a house, so I'm moving to another house. I only need $500 from you, basically, to move into another apartment. Selvin did not give me no money, period. Period. Trigony and Earl and them was going through whatever they was going through. My niece has a baby that is 1 year old. My niece was staying in the house. Trigony called the landlord and said she don't live there anymore. That means my niece and them had to leave because the lease was in Hurley name. I'm not going to leave my niece out in the street for no one, period. And I didn't say Selvin could not come with me. They gave me the money to move into the new house before that, so they came with me. I still said Selvin could come with me. Selvin felt like I threw daggers at him because he didn't have no room no more. Selvin had the right to have the room before this even happened. I told Selvin every time, period, to give me the $500. It costed $1,700 to move into the place. I only asked for $5. I put the rest to it, so that's still not bad. He couldn't give me anything, so then he felt that I threw shade at him, and that's why he left the house. That's why I say it don't have nothing to do with the Corns, and I don't want the Corns to think I'm going to act them at all. This is something personal with me and Selvin, truthfully. He might say it's more to that. Truthfully, I feel that's what it was, period. And that's the end of Selvin. That's the end of my house and my drama. I'm into this to win it. I'm not going nowhere. My house not going nowhere. If everybody wanted to leave today or tomorrow, Andre is healthy. Andre is paying his own bills. Andre do everything that he always wanted. Andre had an apartment since he was 18 years old. I don't do drugs. I don't ask for nothing from nobody, period. And I am well-liked. And if somebody don't like me, they don't like me for stupid reasons like walking the ball, judging. They can't say nothing personal that I have done to anybody in this gay scene or in this world to sit here and say, I do not like Andre.
Okay.
Now, that's the Mizrahi dirt. Now, do y'all have anything to say before I go on?
Well, I just got word in that Leomi is now a con. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I don't care where she's at. I'm happy for her. Like I said, I don't have nothing to do with what house anybody go to. I just have the lack of respect that they show you as much as you give these people in your life.
Well, I just have one question that's unrelated to all of this, Andre. Since you're an icon and you're a real status deemer, can you go ahead and deem my show legendary, please?
Can I do what?
Can you go ahead and deem the show legendary?
Oh, because it's going to be a legend after this, right?
I'm just trying to make light of this moment because I don't want to. I'm sorry.
Just like I said, that's like when I got on this radio station, I said I'm going to try to be as professional as possible, and I'm not sitting here throbbing at nobody. I don't want no one to see. I'm sitting here and attacking nobody because what I'm saying basically is the truth. And if you cannot deal with the truth, then put the phone down.
There you go.
And if y'all feel that y'all have any kind of dirt on Andre that somebody really just don't know, okay, I like Butch Queens. Okay, they might be fucking 21 to whatever age. Okay, I never mess with minors, ever, ever, because I don't like to do time in jail.
At least you, one of the Mizrahis, can say that, because I know some other ones.
Well, regardless of what you feel that whoever messed with nobody, to my knowledge, if you're talking about Jack, he don't mess with minors either. But let's go on.
I didn't say anybody's name. I said if.
Well, but anyway, the bottom line is I like my freedom. I am 40 years old. I've been in this game for a long time. And for one thing, people always sit here and say, Andre lived for balls. If you take my whole ballroom career away, you still have Andre's history. I've been on fucking TV more than people can shit. I've been dancing with stars and all over the world, more than people can shit, been in a movie and everything else from on the top of magazines and everything. They cannot sit here and say Andre never had a life. Andre still has a life if you take the ballroom scene away. I'll be mad because I love the shit out of the ballroom. Don't be no fool. But Andre still has a life. It's a difference. I respect everyone as who they are. I don't think I'm above nobody. I don't want no one to think ever that. I'll speak to anybody. If they feel that other people feel that they are not or whatever, I don't care who they are, what level they are, or who. That's just Andre. And I don't feel no one's better than no one or no everyone's equal, period, from the president to everyone. The only one that's higher than all of us is Jesus.
Okay. Before you go to the Atlanta stuff that you want to talk about, I just got text messages from both Laomi and Selvin that would like to come on. Do you want me to bring them on now, or do you want to go ahead and talk about the Atlanta? I'd rather we do that now.
Well, if you want to talk about that now, leave it brief, because I need to get everything out of me, because I'm not coming back up here to say nothing else. If you can't keep it brief, first of all, if it's going to turn into an argument, then I'm going to hang up, and that's going to be the end.
Well,
because
let me finish.
Okay. If I'm right, when I came up here, I said I like both of them. I have nothing against them. I just felt that it was a way that they have left. Am I right?
That's what you said.
Well, that's exactly what I said. But you already know when people come on this radio, they don't like what I said because it's the truth. So the first thing they're going to do is try to attack me in any kind of way that they can when they can't deal with the truth. Period.
Right. Well, I get that a lot, so I'm used to that. But this is what I want to do. Let's let you finish giving your dissertation, and then we will go to Selvin and them and let them respond so that you guys won't even have to exchange words. That way the conversation won't digress into an argument.
The best time for them to respond is when I'm finished everything, when all the calls is coming in. Because
okay, yeah, that's what I meant.
I will be on this phone until it's what? At 10:59.
Okay, that's what I meant. We can let you finish, and then we'll go to the calls, and we'll just get to them in order, and that way we won't have to have any arguing back and forth. So are you done spilling the Mizrahi stuff that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think I'm done with the Mizrahi tea for right now.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the Atlanta stuff then.
Okay, let's go on to – let me see. I wrote this on a paper because I knew it was too much. Hold on. Friends outside of your house. Okay, this was a different
thing. You wrote all this stuff down. You must really have a lot that's bottled up.
Because it was bottled up for years, and I'm tired of everyone doing the same thing when they tell me one thing and do another.
Yes.
If I'm your friend, for real, if I'm your friend, I'm your friend. I'm going to make sure I watch what I say because I'm not going to try to disrespect you in front of anybody. I'd rather come to you personally and say what I have to say to you than sit here and make you feel like a piece of shit to anybody else. That's just how I am, period. But anyway, and I'm not biting my tongue, period, no more. Now let's bring up Black Milan. Black Milan, I love you dearly. I knew you before you was a Milan. I feel that you were a friend of mine, period. I feel that you still are a friend. But I'm going to say something to you, and this is to you, and I hope the Milans don't take it as shade, because I felt like a piece of shit walking against Kadon when Black is a friend of mine from Brooklyn, New York, where I have been raised. For me to walk against Milan, even if he felt that Kadon should have won over me, it's no reason for him to be screaming at the judges saying, do y'all believe that? Y'all sat here and going to give him the tens like that over him? Y'all fucking really trying it and really going off? See, that tells me, is Black really my friend? Because I'm gagging. I'm gagging. Why? Because this is a man that I respect. This is a man that I be around. This is a man that I have grew up with before Milan even came in. This is years ago of history. So now, since you are Milan and Kadon walked against me, you're going to sit here and just stab me in the back like you don't even give a fuck about me? I don't understand stuff like this. I just don't understand.
All right. Well, this sounds like I don't know what to say. It's almost like I'm listening to myself in somebody else's body because I've had similar experiences, not with black, I mean, but just, you know, people who you thought were your friends and, you know, thought they were cool and respected you and so forth, and you find out later it's all been a fraud. They're just fake. Yeah.
And that's the difference between me. I'm not a fraud with anybody. And the same with black. I love black dearly because if I didn't, I would not be up here even saying his name. It's not a part that I don't love black. It's just the whole part of black. If I'm your friend, I would never, if you walked against anybody or if anybody, I would never disrespect you. Even if I felt you lost, I would call you later and say, bitch, you got you. You know, with a fun, something like that. But for someone to lash out like that, that made me feel like if it came from somebody I don't know or don't care about, then there's a difference because I don't know them. But if I know you and I considered you as a friend, then it hurts.
Okay. All right, what's the next point?
The next one, booty. Okay.
Who?
Booty. Booty,
okay.
Prodigy.
Ooh.
Booty's another one. Me and Booty might have went through whatever we have went through in the last 2 to 3 years, but in them 2 to 3 years, I learned to love Booty as the person, and I could see through the shade of him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have done so much in one day to get back to me because of maybe what you felt that I have done to you that you didn't tell me or you didn't get past something, because truthfully, I don't know what it was, but I'm not the only one. Everyone's seen the shade. For you to sit here and almost make someone pick them along and then you pick them along, for the winner, then it was just shade, period. And it's the same thing. It's like, if you're my friend, be my friend. I don't care about losing. It took me, if you ask Stuart, it took me forever to get a fucking status. I was being chopped for 2 years straight before I can even get 10. So I'm used to not winning. And then when I started winning, don't get it fucked up, I was used to winning too. But it's not the point. If to be a good winner, you have to be a loser. I just rather people be who they are than be phony. And I felt that this whole last weekend, Booty Prodigy was completely phony. As many of times he told me he can't stand RR. He can't stand Stuart. But he gave them 2 achievement awards when he told me himself I was the only one in Atlanta that did this. If it wasn't for me, the ballroom wouldn't be nothing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying this because I wanted an award. I'm sitting here saying this because they bring stuff to me first that contradicts what they say. Do that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's basically where I'm going with this. Because don't get me wrong, if he would have gave me an award, I would appreciate it. Why? Because Booty is a friend of mine. But if he wouldn't have gave me one, I could appreciate it if he wouldn't have never told me that earlier about them to give them an award.
Maybe, you know what, we should have did the extra hour for tonight. I am sitting here gagging.
Yeah.
No, don't gag yet because I didn't even let all of it out yet. That's the end of Booty. I felt Booty, get me wrong, I felt Booty had a phenomenal ball. When it came to his trophies, I thought they were sitting. When it came to his tables, I thought his tables were sitting. When it came to him giving out all his money, I felt that all of that was over with. The shade on the panel was so fucking thick, you couldn't get through it with a cut knife. Other than the shade on the panel and the shade from him, too. So that's basically, if I had to vote for his ball was over. It ended, and I'm glad it was a phenomenal ball because the other 2 balls the weekend was drama or whatever because it didn't end or whatever. But at the same time, that was a mess that he sat there and did that, telling a judge who to pick, backing up, whispering, telling the judge who to pick. They would not pick me. It's 4-4. One judge only got a pick for the 1,000. Since that judge did not pick, he turned around and said, I got this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Grand prize, the House of Milan.
So you think he should have had another person from the House of Ebony come up to judge Brooke?
First of all, I think he shouldn't have been backing up, whispering to her, telling the judge who to pick. That's the first thing. That's total shade.
Oh.
That's the first thing. Because if I would have did that, first of all, my name is bigger, so anything I do, I get extra laughs from it. So I don't get 100%, I get 200% because I'm Andre. It's a difference. When Booty and them do something or somebody else do something, they might lash out on them, but they pay them because they're not I'm high as an icon or whatever, so I'm getting extra lashed out, extra. So I felt that was wrong. Then I felt he could have picked, but I probably would have felt different if I didn't see him telling her myself, backing up, telling her, pick the Milan.
Mm-hmm.
I would have felt differently because I can't win them all. I never, if I had to ask you, Tom, you've been around me, do you feel that I'm a sore loser in any kind of way?
Not to be biased, but I've never seen you react in a negative type of way when you lose. Perhaps you
can
throw things around at the house.
I could take bias because everybody's going to have their opinion, and that's a part of it.
When I said I don't want to be biased, I don't want people to think I'm taking sides, be it your side or anybody else's. But I have never noticed you to respond in a way that was like a sore loser. You know, I've seen you at the house maybe knock something off the counter or something.
And that's what you're supposed to do. In a respectful way, if you're going to sit here and lash out on anybody, you wait till you get home and you do it around comfortability of your house members. I don't think you should ever lash out onto somebody that's in the ballroom scene. Don't get me wrong, because we all might do it. I'm not perfect, like I told anybody. We all might lash out on people, but I would never lash out on someone that I respect or like. And Booty is one of them. Selvin is one of them. Jack is one of them. It's just certain people that I love dearly that I do not lash out on, period.
Well, I tell you, I don't ever – I'm going to have to save my screen on my computer, Ms. Avias, because I have never seen my phone screen lit up like this. And this has even popped.
Okay. Now let's go. And it wouldn't be me if I don't go to Stewart. I can't go. I got to go to Stewart. I love, just like I said, I love Stewart dearly too, but it comes the same way. Stewart is my gay mother, period. Don't get me wrong. You can vote over anybody you want to vote over. When you stand up and give me a standing ovation to come through and said I turned it and this and that, and then you come back later and say I looked a fucking mess and I looked hot in June in a coat and – I'm still a part of you. I'd rather you tell me that.
So it sounds like you're just hurt behind all of the shadiness and the backstabbing type of activity that's going on.
It basically, that's what it is, but that's what starts the drama of a ballroom. If you, just like I said, if you're not, because truthfully, everybody's going to talk anyway, Tom. Just like they're going to talk, period. They're going to do whatever. But I'm just saying what hurts me in the ballroom scene is if you are a part of me and you attack me for whatever reason, if it's a good reason and I deserve it, I have to bite the bullet and pay it. But if you're attacking me for something small,
Let me make a quick announcement. I'm getting text messages on my phone. I'm getting text messages on my Sidekick, and I'm getting Yahoo instant messages. Everybody's telling me this person's on the phone that wants to come in. This person, if you're calling in to respond directly to Andre, I'm going to give you all an opportunity to do so. But Andre is the guest on the show at this moment, so I'm going to let him finish making his comments. And then I'm going to come to the phone lines, and I'm going to get to everybody. I've just been told Trigony is on hold, Selvin is on hold, Laomi,
you know what kills me? Why everybody? You know what's so bad since you said that? I can't even get in touch with Trigony. Trigony, since she got mad for whatever she got mad at, she don't even want to give me her number. I never did nothing to Trigony, ever. Every time somebody get mad at me, they sit here and throw their whole life. You a part of me. You the overall mother. I can't even get in touch with you. But now I'm on the radio. And bringing up reality, you get time to be Trigony now. Mother Trigony.
Friends.
All right.
But let's go on. Let's go on to R.R. Chanel now. Let's go on to him, period.
Ooh.
Like I said, I'm not biting my motherfucking tongue no more. And I love all y'all, because if I didn't, I would not say your name right now. R.R. Chanel calls me the other day. Andre, are you walking the category? Yeah, I'm walking, whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about walking, too. Well, how much is it? $250. This is runway. This is best dress. Oh, yeah, it's $250. I broke it down to him. Oh, we need to stick together as icons. You know they don't live for us anyway. We need to start voting for each other and this and that and this and that and da 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 da. So I'm sitting saying, you know, I'm listening because I was never,
wait a second. Wait a second. You're saying
what?
That R.R. Chanel calls you with some type of voting scam to vote for each other?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
So, basically, he said that the ball came on or whatever. Best dress, I wasn't even judging Booty Ball, period. Best dress went past. He won the category. that hands down, the grand prize, the Chanel's or whatever. My category come, he's the first vote, he gives it to the Milan. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, he has the right to give his vote to who he wants to give it to. But why would you call me earlier sitting here saying that? So I'm going to put my senses together with this. My senses was, you was walking, you thought I was judging the first half, you wanted my vote, so you sold it to me. You tried to sell it to me. Basically, that was, I guess that's what it was. I don't know.
Oh, God.
What? Now you won. Oh, fuck it. Girl, I don't see, Andre wasn't sitting like that. The child, and don't get me wrong, Mark. Mark is over. I don't ever want no one to think that Mark can't sit me down, because I feel anyone can sit anyone down. I don't care if you're a legend, icon, star, statement, whatever. Anyone has the right to sit anyone down. I never thought I was better than anyone. So if Mark would have won over me, hands down, grace you, Mark, I'll see you next time. That's how it goes. I've been in this game for 20 years, so I am a winner, period. The bottom line with RR is, I don't even know what direction he was going in with that. So when he gave his vote to him, you know, I paid it, like, okay. But I'm still gagging. He just called me and told me, we need to sit together, which I'm not that type anyway. I never was. People tried to buy my votes and everything. I never was that type.
Work.
So I'll gag at that too, period. See, I'm just gagging at so many directions that this ballroom scene goes to, period. Let's bring out another thing, Clinton Cavalli. And like I said, I like Clinton Cavalli too. This is runway futuristic James Bond.
Ooh.
In the future, you don't know if the bitch going to have on a skirt, wig, haute couture boots, or whatever, because it's the future, so it leaves it open. How you going to chop somebody from the back? Because you've seen them with a silver, that don't look like James Bond. What do James Bond look like in the future? Don't get me wrong. That's his vote. But I just felt it was completely wrong. Because if you chopped them, all of them should have been chopped in. Because if that's the case, none of them looked like James Bond. None of them. You can't look like James Bond in the future. You can't. You can't. If you got a gun in your hand, you can look for props and stuff. Long as they look like they're walking for a thousand and they look futuristic, I could see that. They sitting here saying, and when I say this, I'm a part of the Alliance and I'm not going nowhere because I feel the Alliance is a perfect place to be to help this house because I wouldn't be on the phone right now. And I still want to be a part of the Alliance. If they feel like they want to kick me off, you know, well. But I still want to be a part of y'all, period. But the bottom line is, I'm letting y'all know, if y'all going to do it, let's do it right. Y'all sit here and been talking about, let's do this, let's do that, and this boy, not even a week after the Alliance, all of this drama goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it right, period. Let's do it right, period.
Okay. Did you want to address anybody else while you're on?
No. Let me address Ken. Ken, get a backbone. Oh. I love you dearly, and you know I love you. I love you, and you can't even sit here and imagine you know I love you because I have done so much for you, and you know that. Get a backbone, period.
Now you want to elaborate.
No, I don't want to elaborate. I don't even want to elaborate because he know what I'm talking about. Just get a backbone.
I tell you.
Like, that's what I said. If people don't want to like me because I'm telling the truth and I'm tired of people clapping me and my house and personal things down, then y'all don't have to like me. Now y'all have a reason to not like me because I told the truth. Y'all didn't have no reason before. Y'all didn't have no kind of reason before. Now suddenly y'all don't like me. Well, I guess y'all got a reason now.
I tell you, if I could figure out some kind of way to get $30 from everybody listening to the show right now, I may not have to work for the next couple of months. Oh, my goodness. Andre, I'm just shocked. I don't know what to say.
And I didn't even get up here to prove a point because I have no point to prove. I have no point to prove, period. There's nowhere else I can go in the ballroom. I'm in this ballroom scene because I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love the ballroom scene, and I still have so much energy for it. Y'all tearing it down, period. I was never one, regardless, I always felt this was a business. I don't have a business. I always felt it was my house, period. period. Regardless, I never sat here and attacked one. People might say others have attacked. I never sat here and tried to. Every time I had a ball, it might have didn't go professionally. It might have never went the way everybody felt it was. But I gave so much back in my 20 years of this community. They could never sit here and say Andre was ever phony with the gay scene and the ballroom scene, ever.
Well, you know, and I let me say this, and I don't want people to think I'm taking sides because I'm not on anybody's side because I have problems with all the parties because I just have problems with fake people, period. I don't like being around fake people. But people are hitting me up saying, Andre, you sound bitter and miserable, whatever.
I am bitter, I'm bitter because some of them was my friend, so they are right. So whoever said
that's
correct.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I just think that at some point in time, some people just get fed up with stuff and you get tired
of people. Yeah, I am bitter. So whoever said that. I'm bitter because all the names I said meant something to me. So, yeah, because if it didn't mean anything to me, I wouldn't even bring their name up because there's a lot of people's names I could have brung up. They don't mean nothing to me. The names I brung up mean something, and there's a difference in the ballroom scene. So if you want to sing and say Andre's bitter, I could appreciate that.
All right. Well, let me take this opportunity. We do have on the phone also all the way from Florida, who was coming on to make an announcement, Andre, since you're done. He's coming on to make an announcement about the BBB ball this weekend in New York City. See if she's ready to come on now. Okay. Jasmine Couture, are you there? Are you ready to speak, or do you want to remain on hold?
No, I'm ready to speak.
Okay, everybody, let's welcome to the show the ballroom benefactor, Jasmine Couture, all the way from Florida. Welcome, Jasmine.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jasmine.
It's
doing great. Okay, Jasmine, what would you like to announce? You had a major announcement about the ball this weekend. Let us know what's going on.
Chad, I'm still trying to get all this shit in from her. All right, listen, I'm just gonna get to the point. The ball is canceled for this weekend. All right, due to things that we can't even control. Due to things that, you know, just happen, due to the fact that this venue has screwed us, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing that can be said, and I'm going to put a full post on Walk For Me Wednesdays explaining it because I'm not going to sit here and continue to go on and on and on about it. The ball is canceled. It has nothing to do with Salvin. It has nothing to do with Kelly. Both of them are a great team to work with. Kelly has worked her ass off on this. She doesn't get credit for a lot of things that she does, but she worked her ass off with this. Salvin did a phenomenal job. It has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with the House of Mizrahi. It has nothing to do with what people were saying or thinking or feeling the show yesterday, the show today. It just has to do with the fact that this venue, I don't know, I'm here in Florida. The venue's in the Bronx in New York. I only can get what I see, what I hear, not what I see. But it has to do with this man basically letting us know violations came in. He can't get them fixed in time. The New York Task Force came in and shut him down over Thanksgiving weekend. And he just can't get the stuff done. Every day he's changing it, saying it'll be done, it'll be done, it'll be done. I cannot continue to go on a hopeless dream or false pretenses that this event still will take place. As I'm still trying to travel back to New York, people are getting ready for their categories. I'm not going to continue to do that. Unfortunately, it just cannot happen. I don't want to be in the same lines of what took place last weekend, and we have a ball and it gets shut down. I don't want to sit here and do that. That never happened with any of my other $5,000 categories, and I'd rather stop it before it happens to this one. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel that ball for this weekend. Now, what I do plan on doing for the girls that are prepared for the 5,000, what I plan on doing, I'm working out something now with Hara Balenciaga to take the same category to the Capitol Awards ball, which will be the first weekend in March, basically 2 months and a half. It gives girls time to still continue to get ready. It'll still follow the same terms and rules as far as qualifying and bringing it that way for the same amount of $5,000. That is the best that I can do at this time. But with all this bullshit going on and all these things that are happening, I'm just taking this as, you know what, Jasmine, step back, because this is really too much. I mean, in all honesty, this is too much. What I've been hearing these past few days, what I've been hearing about the balls, what I'm hearing on the radio, what I'm reading, I personally, I don't have to take it. I don't have to be bothered with it. You know, I sit here and just relax. Continue to run my company, continue to make my money, and just do it at another time. If people feel that they want to continue to walk it, then bring it in March in D.C. If they don't, I'm sorry. But that's where I have to stand with this. And I'm sorry again. And that comes from me, Salvin, and Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jasmine, I think it's, first of all, thank you for coming on to express that and be, you know, blunt and upfront about it so people don't have an opportunity to speculate now because they've heard it directly from you. So there's no speculation about what happened or why it was canceled because you've just told us. And I think it's commendable of you to say, I'm not just going to cancel the ball and keep the money. I'm going to cancel the ball but give you guys another opportunity at a later date by rescheduling it, coordinating with Harold to have it at another ball. So I think, you know, I don't know how people can get angry about that because there will still be an opportunity for people to walk the category and win the $5,000. So, you know, I think that people owe you a debt of appreciation just for that alone because you don't have
to. Oh, child, they'll read, but it's fine. You know, they read. I live in a trailer park. Don't forget that. And I steal for a living. It's fine, though. they'll read and say what they got to say, but it's okay. You know, it's fine. As long as the person that wins the $5,000 is happy, then it could be trailer park money or stolen money or whatever. It really doesn't matter to me, to be honest with you.
Jasmine, tell everybody, is the trailer a double wide or a single wide?
Well, you know I'm a big girl, so it has to be a triple lot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Some of the stories, Tom, some of the stories. But you've been to my trailer park. You've been down here.
I've been there. You know
I live in a trailer park, and I have a plastic kiddie pool that I soak my big feet in. And, you know, that's how I live every day. But, you know, it's fine. It's no shade. I really don't care. But, again, you know, what I do for people and why she get $5,000 away, why she does this, why she do that, I really don't care what you think. I really don't care. As long as that person is walking, they're happy. If you feel they're not or not, whatever. Bottom line is they just won $5,000. You didn't, and it came from my pocket. So, you know, that's it.
Wow. Well, again, Jasmine, thank you so much. I know you can't stay on and take calls, but I do appreciate you coming on.
No, I think I need to sit here and keep an eye out or an ear out for Andre.
Oh, okay. You want to remain on?
Yeah, I'll stay here.
Okay, that's no problem. Okay, Andre, do you have any further comments that you want to give before we go to the phone line?
Yeah, before y'all go to the phone line, I would love to say thank you, Black, because he just called me and apologized in tears, basically, saying that he was completely wrong and he would never do that, and that's a true friend to sit here and know when you're wrong. And he
right.
tried to get on the radio, but he said the radio was too busy or whatever. So
it's jammed up. All the lines are jammed.
Yeah.
And maybe Black didn't realize. Yeah, maybe he didn't realize.
He said he realized, but he realized afterwards when he was on his
right.
way home that it was Andre and he shouldn't have did that, period.
Right.
And everybody makes mistakes. I have made many in my days, and I'm probably going to make more. But at the same time, please, everyone, including myself, watch what you say, watch what you do, because you might hurt your loved one, period, regardless who it is. And I always try to watch my feelings with anybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please no more Yahoo Instant Messages. I'm going to end up having to shut down.
I know, me too.
Are you getting overloaded too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, listen. Wow, I'm just getting so many people, please, no more Yahoo Instant Messages. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/servethekids with your host, Tom Blumenthal. I have on the line my special guest, Andre Mizrahi, who has been venting for the last few moments about some things that he's just fed up with. And I also have Jasmine Couture on the line, who just made a very important announcement regarding the BBB ball this weekend. It has been canceled. The $5,000 category will still be taking place, although it will be at a different date, different location. Be on the lookout for flyers. Once again, no more Yahoo Instant Messages, people. I'm going to have to log off the system because you're overloading me over here, and I can't manage 35 Yahoo Instant Messages, and I got almost like 50 phone calls on my screen. Now, I understand that Selvin is on the phone and would like to comment. Selvin, I'm looking for your phone number. R.R. Chanel has just texted me. He's on the phone and would like to make a comment. I'm looking for your phone number, R.R.
Wow.
And anyone else who is holding to make a comment, if you would contact Rhonda, and Rhonda will then forward the info to me, and I will bring you on the line. Once again, stop texting me, please. Okay, I believe I have on the phone now R.R. Chanel. Are you there, R.R.?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, welcome to the show, R.R. You want to make some comments or responses to what you've heard, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the comment that Andre made about the judging situation. And mm-hmm. we did have a conversation in regards to ICON learning how to stick together for the Commonwealth of the Boardroom. But I have never persuaded anybody to stick by me for a score on the judges panel. I've never had that conversation with you, Andre. And it's no shame.
Okay,
but we never had that conversation.
Wait, one person at a time, please.
Hold on.
I don't want to digress into arguing and shouting.
It's not going to be that with us. We're not there.
I know.
All I'm saying is that the conversation that took place, it never had anything to do with me telling you that we need to stick together on the judges panel and that we need to sway our votes towards each other on the judges panel. I'm not a crafty bitch like that. I do a lot of shit, but when it comes to judging, I'm a very fair judge, and I don't cahoot nothing on the judges panel. And Andre, that
was
the
misinterpretation. I'm not going to bite my tongue. If you wasn't that way when I spoke to your best friend and my best friend, Ricky Mizrahi, he already said, yeah, you've been doing that all years. So I'm not going to go that way because I love you as a person, but you're not going to sit here and act like I'm a liar. That's one
you are a liar at
was,
this point. At that, for that comment, you are a liar, and I'm telling you, you're a liar. You're not going to put me on the spot like that because you wanted my score. No, it doesn't work like that, sweetie.
It doesn't even matter about a score. It matters about you calling me.
I didn't say it, Andre.
Okay,
you misinterpreted it.
You said you didn't misinterpret. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I never did it ever in my life. I don't misinterpret.
It doesn't matter. Neither do I. So I remember just as clear as you.
Okay.
You're not
going
to try to discredit me when
it
comes to judging. You're not going to do it.
Let it go.
Not tonight.
Let it go.
There are some things that I will let people say, and I will own up to it. I'm one of those people. I don't have a problem owning up to it. All right.
Okay, let me hold on.
Thank you. All right, Andre.
Excuse me one second, people.
I'm sorry. We're done.
Wait a second. No, wait one second, please.
ICON's are not going to behave like this. We're done. We said we were done. We're done.
Are you finished, R.R.?
Yeah, I'm finished, and Andre's done.
Okay.
We can move on to the next person. Thank you. Don't indulge in it, Tom. Just leave it alone. I said my piece. You said his. It's done.
Well, thank you so much, R.R., for the call. Thank you. Okay, let me try to find the other... Was R.R. saying something?
I don't know.
It sounded like R.R. was saying something. Let me try to go back to him. R.R., I'm coming back to you in just one second. Okay, let me go to this person who is on the phone. I believe we have Trigony on the phone who would like to come on. Trigony, just one moment. I'm searching for your phone number. I have about 55 phone numbers on my screen here, so it's hard to look through all of them. But I am trying to get to your call as quickly as I can. Rhonda, what are you getting over there from the Yahoo Instant Messenger? I'm sure it's blowing up. Rhonda, are you with me? Okay, Rhonda has taken a break. Ms. Avgant, are you getting anything on your end?
What are you asking in regard to
Are you getting any questions or any comments on your end from listeners that would like to make comments?
Yeah. One of the comments, I wanted Andre to get everything out that he wanted to say because I could tell he felt very passionately about what he was saying, and I thought it was very important for people to hear. Now, someone mentioned this, And what did he say here? He wanted to know, he said that, or he's making a comment. He's not. This is not a question, it's a comment. It says, tell Andre he did the same thing to Shelton Khan in Kentucky when he told RR to pick Raven over Shelton to break the tie for $1,000.
Me and RR, see, that's a lie. That's something that somebody said. Me and RR was never, ever friends like that to talk at that time. Me and RR just started being friends here in Atlanta, and he can say that to himself. See, the Khans always
okay.
Think something that somebody else said. Say something that someone knows.
Let me bring RR back on the line. Also, I did want to say real quick that I think we do have Trigony on now. Trigony, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the show, Trigony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show, everyone. Trigony, former member of the House of Mizrahi, former overall mother. Let me see if I can find RR's phone number so we can knock that one out of the way right now while we have that issue on the table. Trigony, if you can just bear with me one moment while I bring RR back on the phone.
Okay.
RR Chanel, can you hear me? Okay, well, his phone is not working at this moment. Trigony, you had something on your mind. What comment do you have that you wanted to make?
Well, actually, I was just at home, and I get a phone call from two people that I only talk to now saying that Andre was on the phone reading me or whatever about the whole ordeal with him and his niece. So I was just calling just to clear that up.
Okay. You want to make a response to any of the things that he said?
Well, I'm just going to say this. My thing is Andre knows and everybody knows that I'm a sweet person. I'll do anything for anybody. And the only thing I can say is since I've known Andre, we have laughed, we have had our fallings out, we have had our ups and downs or whatever. But with his niece, the whole ordeal was how everything went down was we got a house together. I put it in my name. I moved her and her child in because I felt like, you know what, she needs a place, a nice place for her and her child to help her child to grow. Well, of course, during that time, I got a job where I felt like, you know what, I need to go on with my life. I have told them about the job that I've gotten or whatever. They felt like I was just leaving them without anything. So I just felt like, oh, you're just looking at me of being a leech as in leeching onto me and not helping yourself, which I have helped you and did anything that I would have done for you and your child, which I don't have a problem of doing. And it just I felt bad about it, and it hurt me the most when I'm hearing all this stuff saying that she's talking about me, she's dogging me, and then I call Andre to see how he's doing one day, and then there you are. You're staying at the house where the house was still in my name, which I could have at that time told them, well, since I got to leave, y'all got to leave, which I didn't do that. I let them stay. I didn't have no problem. Then finally I started hearing all this rumor stuff that you're saying this and that. I'm getting phone calls from two people that I talked to. They're saying, well, this has been said, this has been said. I said this to them, and I got tired of it. So then eventually I did. I called the landlord and said, you know what? I don't live there no more. I don't want my name on the lease, so you can do whatever you want with the house. So that was my whole thing. But then Andre, I don't know what problem he has, but I just let the house go because I got sick and tired of this because I said, you know what, Andre, I love you dearly, but the thing is that you do have a problem with, you think of yourself, and a lot of times it's all about Andre and no one else. You might not say you don't, but when you speak, and a lot of the kids always say, well, Andre only thinks about Andre. He don't think about us. Yeah, at times when it's time for you to go to a function to do whatever, then that's when you feel like, oh, I need to get this person, but it still has to benefit with you. Never once have you stood back and said, you know what, let them do it. Let me let them do this. It's always Andre, 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 Andre.
Okay, and you know what? I could agree with everything because, Trigony, I love you to the day you die, and I hope as well as with me with you. But one thing that I don't understand with you is, and I even bless you because I thought you was a blessing to even come into my niece's life with the baby at that time because she didn't need help at that time.
Yeah, because at that time, in the beginning, when she first had the child, what really upset me about the whole entire thing is when she had made this statement, said, you know what, they left, went to a ball in New York, and I was here in the house with my newborn baby with no gas and all that on. And that's what pissed me off. That's when I said, you know what, let me step in and help this girl. Then when she moved into the house where she was
You talking about when she was living across the street from me? I had lights and gas, so she could have just came across the street. That's when she was living.
Before that, when y'all was in the apartment.
Which apartment?
When she first had the baby. when she first had the baby, y'all had went to New York for a function, and she stated that she was there
that
in
was
the house.
House. That was the house. That was an apartment. That was the house.
No, that was the apartment.
Selvin,
her and Kay and Selvin lived in their first apartment.
Okay, can I interject for just a moment? Because see, this is a perfect illustration of why you all maybe should have a conversation and really just talk these things out, because obviously y'all are not on the same page. And unfortunately,
and that's the point. See, that's the point I'm saying.
But,
regardless,
I never was the type.
Let me say something. Regardless, I never was the type to put personal business with house business. I don't care if people have fucked. Really, 10 bitches have fucked my lover bitch one time in the house of Mizrahi. I didn't kick them out. I never went over Mizrahi. I always said, you know what, that's personal. Let me try to deal with this whatever way I can. What I didn't like about Trigony is whenever Trigony is going through whatever she's going through, if it's right or wrong, she closes up, she leaves, I can't get in touch with her. Fuck the world until Trigony is all right.
Okay, let me stop both of y'all because this is what I want to say. And Trigony, I'll give you an opportunity to make any last comments that you want to make because I want you to be able to get your side of the story out also. Clearly, you two are not on the same page, and unfortunately, this show is not long enough to work all of this out. But what I want to clear up, Trigony, you're saying that the reason why you left the house is because you just felt like this was a time for you to move on because you were doing other things in life. Is that correct?
No, she was saying that, you know, you said because you heard me reading you and all of that. I never read you. When they were sitting here, now, Hurley and Felicity might have had bad words with you as well as you had with them because y'all was going through whatever. I never read one time. I said, Hurley, I do not want to hear it. Let me go about my business because that's y'all problem, meaning y'all was arguing. And one, Trigony, I respect you too much.
The thing was, I never argued with her.
And read you in any kind of way. So whatever you heard, you ran with it because you believed it. Why? And you, for me to be selfish, Trigony, I put cause in my name for you. So I never was selfish
yeah,
when it came to
you. But I'm saying I'm saying I'd have heard you on the radio. And you just sit here and stated this, and it sound like you're stating it's all about
money. I'm bitter because I love y'all as people, and I feel that y'all are turning against me for little things that I don't think is right. Period.
Okay.
That's why I'm bitter. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I am bitter. I'm bitter because, one, Trigony, you are part of my life. You've been a part of my life for a long time now. And I felt you are a true friend. Regardless of what we're going through right now, you're still a true friend to me. But for you to sit here and every time you go through something, you push me out of your life and you might speak to one person. I can't even get in touch with you. I have no numbers for you. Oh, fuck them because I think he's talking about me. Trigony, you know me. You could call me and ask me anything. So why would you even believe it? That's what I'm mad at.
All right, Trigony, do you have any last comments before you have to go?
No.
Okay,
Trigony,
well, you have a Yahoo Instant Messenger?
Trigony, know my number by heart.
Well, Trigony, let me take this opportunity to thank you for calling in. You know, you don't come out that often, and for you to come on to the show to clear up things that you want to clear up, I appreciate it. I really do. And anytime you want to come back on the show, you're more than welcome. Just give me a call or let me know that you're coming on, and we'll be happy to have you on here.
And Trigony, if whoever told you I've read you, that's a lie to get you on the phone. I didn't read you. I just said what happened, and they took it as a read. See, that's how the feds do. I never read you one time. Not read,
okay.
No. Because to me, okay. You did too much for me or my family, as well as I did for you to ever read me. So I would never, ever read you. So you don't never, ever have to worry about Andre reading you, because I think you're a perfect person, period.
All right, Trigony, once again, thank you, and we wish you all the best on your new venture down there where you are, and have a great night, okay?
All right, thank you, guys. You have a good night.
Okay.
This is deep.
Obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening here. It's personal, and as much as I want to get the dirt and want to hear the tea, I really think that's something that really should be worked out
That's between Andre. See, Andre is, if it's personal, it's personal. It's not a house. Do not take it out, because it might be my house. I might have started it from ground, but it's built around all these cities, and by you sitting here saying, I don't want to be around, what did the house do to you?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Andre do? You had an argument with my niece.
Okay, let me try to get...
honey. Let me try to get back to RR Chanel, because we want to clear up that Shelton Khan thing from Kentucky. Is RR on the line still?
Oh. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, RR, somebody just text in. What was that question again, Ms. Aviance?
That I whispered in RR ear and tried to tell RR to stop Sheldon Khan.
Wait. Ms. Aviance, what exactly was the question? Because I don't think they say
that. Okay. It wasn't a question. It was actually a statement from one of the people that's listening. From the impression I got, this particular person was actually on the same panel, so they felt like they had a bird's eye view of what they observed, and it wasn't misconstrued. But at any rate, he says that Andre did the same thing to Shelton Khan in Kentucky when he told RR to pick Raven over Shelton to break a tie for $1,000. He said that he was sitting on the panel, and he gave RR the nod to pick Raven when Andre looked at him. He said, I'm not dumb and I'm not stupid. I know what I saw.
Is that true?
No, it's not true, because me and Andre don't even converse like that on the panels when we're judging. We don't even do all that.
RR,
we don't go through all that.
Whatever RR do on the panel, he do, because RR is RR. I never was the type to sit here and I want my kid. First of all, my kids don't give me no money when they win. I'm not getting no extra punch from this. I'm one of them houses don't ask for nothing from them, because that's their earnings. That's their one. Now, there's a difference if I went out and bought all their stuff or something and helped them, then there's a difference.
Right.
But I don't sit here and ask for no money from nobody. And that's why I hate that the Khans think that I'm going to sit here and try to make somebody pick somebody to win. I never was that type. Not me. You can blame anybody, but please don't blame me for that.
And what you need to understand is, if you ever watch any of the ball tape, they need to start panning the judges panel. And you'll see that when I sit on the judges panel, I don't even talk to the judges, because I'm too busy watching the contestants and trying to make up my mind if they're going by the flyer or not. I never talk to the left or to the right of me unless there's a fight or something breaking out. Then I'll turn around and chit-chat, because I don't have no reason to chit-chat.
They said it was a nod. I took my head up and put up a nod.
Oh, so now I'm reading sign language, and you're giving it, right?
Yeah, I'm giving it. And then you just paying it like you're not a grown man. You've been in this game before me, so how do I look to influence you to pick somebody? What, we all were getting money from this?
How you doing?
Okay, let me see if I can find Selvin's phone number. I think I have Selvin on the phone. This is just too much. You know what? We need a reality show on TV.
Hello.
Serious.
I get one. Remember, I want a part of it.
I know that's right.
Selvin, just one moment, Selvin. Well, if there's a reality show, they must have me somewhere involved in it and not some naughty karate person with a microphone. Selvin, are you there? Hello?
Yes, sir. And who would that naughty karate person be with a microphone?
Oh, she knows who she is. It's not even worth mentioning the name on this show. We don't do serious
people. Right, it's not right. If she's not on this phone to back her up, don't mention it.
Well, let me tell you, she's welcome to call if she's big and bad enough, but obviously she's not, because
she's
not on the line.
She's big or bad enough. She might just don't want to get on the phone, but she's big and bad enough. You know that
well,
yourself.
In any event, we don't entertain C-list, and we dispensed with that garbage on last night, so let's move along.
Let's go on with the conversation.
Well, let's move along. Selvin, you're there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How is everybody?
Are you on a speakerphone? Or earpiece?
No, I'm not.
In the bathroom.
There's an echo where you are. It's not sounding clear.
Can you hear me now?
You're always in the bathroom, Selvin. What's going on up there?
Can you hear me now?
We hear you fine.
Okay. Now,
what comments are you going to make, Selvin? And be brief, because we have a lot of phone callers and not much time left.
Well, before I start, I want to know, when I start, am I going to be cut off? Because
when you say cut off, what do you mean?
I'm not going to go through the Trigger and Andre. I'm not going to go through the Andre and RR. I just wanted to say what I have to say.
Well, I'm giving you an opportunity to speak, but there's not an unlimited opportunity for you to speak.
So
you need to be brief.
Now, when it comes down to me opening my mouth, when it comes down to put like this, let's start with the Khans. To this day, the Khans don't even know my beef with Andre. That's how I wanted to keep it. That's number one. Selvin, listen, let me make a quick response.
Now, I'll let you go forward. Now, Andre did make it clear when he first started that he was not bringing the Khans into this. This was strictly between
you
and him.
Could you let me finish?
I'm allowing you to finish, but I want to respond to that point.
within champion, you let me finish. If you keep like, why?
No, Seven, you're not. Listen, wait a minute, Seven. You're not going to be able to just talk, and I'm not going to be able to respond. Okay, if you want, if you say something that and I want to interject, I'm going to interject. Okay, but I'm going to still let you finish. Now go ahead.
Now, when it comes down to Laomi, I don't know what Laomi is doing, but Laomi is not a con. Whatever she is, God bless her. Many wishes to her. Now, when it comes down to me and Andre, you said last night, what was your exact words, Tom? You and Andre need to work that out. Didn't you say that?
That's right.
Okay, now this is all I need to know. My last words on the air last night, I said, well, I'm going to be the bigger man, and I'm going to call Andre. I called Andre. I didn't even get a chance to say one word. Andre said what he had to say and hung up. I still paid it. I even got on your show. And I apologize as a big person. You know what I'm saying? I apologize as an adult, even though I still feel the way how I feel. It's not only, and let me clear this up, and let's get this out. Yes, I've been knowing this man for 18 years, and so has he. I'm not going to sit there and say that I have not done nothing to hurt him, and I'm not going to sit there and it's vice versa. But when a person, I can't speak for everybody else in the house of Mizrahi but me. I felt that I had enough of what I had enough of. So, yes, when it came into the apartment situation, that was what put the topping on the cake. So it wasn't just of apartment, because I'm going to be honest with you. When I left my mother at the age of 16, I was homeless. I was living in abandoned buildings. I was living on top of roofs. So this is nothing, and I'm unbothered to see it because I thank God that I survived it. So when it comes down to this, like I said, and I'm going to still keep it as I am. Selvin don't have nothing to say. Only thing Selvin is trying to do now is work on Selvin, and that's all I can do, and that's all I'm going to do. And like I said, after I finish working on me, then I can work on my new project. I don't have time to be sitting here to get on the Wolfie Wednesday or anything to explain nothing to no one. I don't have to go through all that. If Andre wants to know, Andre can ask me. If I want to tell Andre, I can tell Andre. Like I said, when it comes to the house of Mizrahi, when I left, they don't even know the situation between me and Andre. And like I said, the reason why I kept it that way, because like I said, it's two sides to every story. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't want to tell nobody else. Why? Because it's like when you tell somebody, and not me if I'm wrong, if you tell somebody, it gets back to that person wrong, and that person goes back, and this one goes back, and then it's a whole bunch of drama. So that was the reason why I did the way how I did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm always noticing, like, taking off my clothes, fighting, doing this, doing that. I'm really trying to change myself. That, and just like I said, once again, this don't have nothing to do with the house of Khan at all. Because like
no,
I said,
it's a
Andre thing and it's a Selvin thing. It could be a Selvin thing by itself. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Selvin,
like
can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask me anything.
Do you want to respond directly to any of the comments that Andre made tonight?
Respond for what? If you remember, I said on the air, I was the one that was going to call Andre. I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, the reason why.
After he said what he said, he never got a chance. He never gave me a chance to
okay,
speak.
Okay, but the reason
he
why I asked that question.
He hung up on me, and that's when I got on the show, Tom, right after he hung up on me. I even got on the show, and I heard everything he said, and my exact words was to him. Andre, I'm sorry. If you thought that I heard it, you, I'm sorry. I hope that we can build something and work on a new project or work on something else. I don't have
so
time
wait,
to
wait, did he hang up? Did he hang up on you before or after the apology?
No, he hung up on me. I didn't even get a chance to apologize. When I called him, to talk to him on one-on-one.
Okay, well,
Andre,
did he hang up? Was this before or after the apology on the show?
This was before the apology. This was
okay, so you
was
haven't had a chance, you haven't had a chance to call him since you apologized, right?
No. Like I
okay,
said, when we was on the show and when we was on your show, Tom, and you was
I'm
like,
lost.
Y'all two, when you was like, y'all two need to work that out, this, that, and the other, and I said to you, I said, well, I will call him. And that's what I did. I called him. Not him calling me. I called him. And I called him more than once to let him know. When I got on the phone with him, he got ready. Who is
so this?
This had to be
after the show because he was on the show for the whole entire time.
This was last night, Tom. This is what I'm trying to explain to you.
What I'm trying to figure out was this after you guys were on the show. Because if it was before you were on, then it's irrelevant.
Wait, say that again. What?
If he hung up on you before you came on the show.
No, he didn't hang up. No, he hung up on me after.
Okay, now that's a problem.
Remember when you was like, we got to.
When you ready for me to speak, I'll speak.
I remember. Hold on a second. Andre, did you hang up on him after he
first
came
all,
on
the show? First of all, I never hung up on Selvin. I thought Selvin hung up on me because that was the phone. I was
okay,
on my metro phone.
Okay,
I never hung up on Selvin. Period.
Let me stop this right now because this is out of control. And I'm sorry, Selvin. I'm going to let you make another comment, and then I'm going to wrap this part of it up because this is just going in circles, and I'm
really
lost
is.
At this point.
Really
I'm lost. And I'm going to say this again, like I said last night. You two need to talk about this, and Trigony also, together, maybe one-on-one or three together or whatever y'all need to
but
do.
But like
so
I said.
At least if y'all don't end up still being friends, at least it can be a resolution. So there won't be the tension and the anger in the atmosphere.
I'm not angry.
But this is the thing, Tom. I'm not angry and I'm not bitter. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If I was angry and if I was bitter about the situation, I could have been like everybody else. I could have left. I could have kicked members. I could have read. I could have went off. I could have flipped out. I could have fought. I could have did everything that I used to do. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to get into this, Tom, even when I got on your show since day one, have you or have you not been trying to get this out of me? Have I not even still been respectful, still even on your show? And God, baby, I don't want to deal with that. Whatever the problem is, that's between me and Andre. I always took it that way. Just like I said, even at Booty's Ball, when Jay Blahnik did what he did, I got on the mic then, and I went up to him, and I said, Andre, I did not say those things, but if you don't, I don't mind playing with you on the floor. Just like I said, a lot of people want to see us fight and all that. I'm not giving nobody no show. Why I'm definitely not giving nobody no show? Because like I said, I am a con now, and no shade towards the house of con. Everybody's always saying that they know a fight and this stuff. Me, as a role model of myself now, I'm trying to make them. If I do the opposite, I'm going the wrong path. So only thing that I gotta say before I hang up, I just want peace, and I want to say this one more time. I just want peace, and I want to move on with my life. I don't want to go back and forth with this. I want this to end. I don't.
But
want
to me,
I don't want
to
talk about it no more.
To me, it already ended.
Okay. If it ended, Andre, you should not have mentioned my name at all.
Okay, Selvin, thank you for calling in tonight,
and you
you're always welcome on the show anytime. You know that. However, there are time restraints on the comments. I'm sorry about that. But listen, I don't agree. If the whole idea of you can't mention my name, that's nonsense to me. You know, people need to grow up and stop being little kids. And when somebody mentions your name, that does not justify you attacking them, throwing a drink on them, or whatever else some of y'all people from the streets like to do. So if I mention somebody's name, that doesn't give you the right to do whatever you feel like you want to do. You know, you can respond back in words, but you're not going to attack me or put your hands on me or throw a drink on me and think it's going to be okay. That's not reality. That's not how real life works. Andre, were you about to say something else? And we go into the phones. Everybody who's on the phone, just please continue to hold. We're coming to the phone lines right now.
What I wanted to say basically is, like I said from the beginning, when I came and said everything that I've said, I said everybody that left my house, if it's my house business, they left for personal reasons. That means they slapped everybody else in the house, and they didn't give a fuck about all the rest of the people that they came, they cared about. And if you leave them for that reason, then you wasn't really a part of us.
Let me ask you this question, Andre, because a person that has stuck with you through thick and thin that I think gets shaded a lot is Darnell, Father Darnell Mizrahi. And a perfect example of that, since you're talking about house business, at your birthday ball, you had the legendary, commentator who doused me with the drink. You had her down here who totally disrespected Darnell, didn't even call him out for starting his name, doesn't even recognize him as the contribution that he is to your house. And then when Darnell questioned him about this, he told Darnell, impress me, which I think is the most disrespectful thing for him to have done to the father of the Atlanta chapter, to tell him
to impress him
as if he's somebody to have to impress, first of all. Now, how do you respond to that? Do you condone that type of behavior?
Okay, first of all, I don't condone no type of behavior unless it's the same type of behavior I give. But at the same time, we all adults. I can't go in nobody's brain and tell somebody don't do anything. Am I right? Can I stop Tom from doing what
you want
to do?
Well, you can't stop him, but you can definitely make it known that it's inappropriate. And that my question
is... I made it known, and y'all now know that, too. I brought it to Jack, and all of that was squashed, well, to my knowledge, but he's still mad because he respects Jack in that way. But I understand there's always going to be something... That's wrong. Darnell didn't leave the house because of Jack did something. Why? Because
that was my point.
He respects the house so much. That's why he didn't leave. See, this is the difference between a true person for the house and a person that is going through a problem with a member. Darnell went through something major with Jack that he's considered major completely. I consider it completely wrong. I don't consider it major, but I completely considered it wrong.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
He considered it completely wrong, but he never left the house out of respect for me and the
house. I just wanted you to publicly condemn that behavior by that individual because he has a pattern of disrespecting people. And Darnell is a very respectful young man, a very reputable person, who I think would be an asset to any house. And for somebody
I believe Darnell is definitely a father figure in many ways, and he
definitely proves his point,
and I love Darnell to death. And just like I said, everybody, including myself, have ways to fix. So regardless if you're talking about Jack or if you're going back to Tom, everybody is going to do something wrong, and the only thing you could do is apologize, keep going, and pray to God that it won't happen again. Everybody acts like people cannot make mistakes regardless who they are, like I said, from Andre to Jack to Tom to Darnell or anybody in the house, and that's what
people realize. We all do make mistakes, but sometimes people do things deliberately out of just disrespect.
But
I think
it's still a mistake when you wake up in the morning and see that you did it. You can do it deliberately because that's how you felt at that moment.
But later on, you're sitting here saying, Tom,
you never sat here and said, I'm going to do something, and then after you've done it, you was wrong?
I've done things intentionally to upset people, to disrespect people, but when you intentionally do something to somebody that you know is wrong, that's not a mistake. That's just out of pure evilness and meanness.
No, that's a mistake. Now, if anything that you do, you know you're sorry for the next day.
Let's not argue about it. You said it was wrong.
Right.
You spoke to him about it. That's my opinion.
So that's your opinion.
I just wanted to be stated publicly on air that it was inappropriate to do something like that, especially somebody like Darnell. Let me see if I can find Laomi's phone number. Laomi is on the line and says she has a comment to make. And I have so many phone numbers on my screen that I cannot find Laomi's phone number. So, Laomi, can you text me and let me know? Okay, he said it was a 614. I was looking for a 614. It's a 914 phone number. People, I'm getting text messages from people who have been trying to get through to the show for an hour. Please stop texting me on Yahoo, please, unless you're coming on the show. Please do not text me anymore. All right, I'm sorry. Let me find Laomi's phone number. I do apologize to everybody who's holding. Do we still have RR on the line?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know RR is at the club. Jasmine's
still on the line?
Yeah.
Jasmine?
I'm
here.
Oh,
okay.
We have... Hello?
Oh, God. I don't know if these people can not understand. Don't send me any more Yahoo instant messages. Yes, just hold the line, please. I'm looking for Laomi's phone number, and I don't see Laomi's number, so I don't know if she's not on or what. Let me go to a caller from Philadelphia. I have a caller on the phone from a 267-338 phone number. Hello? Okay, 267-338. Hello?
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. I don't even know where to go from this. Ms. Aviaz, you're the voice of wisdom here. While I'm trying to find Laomi's phone number, can you tell me, what do you think about all of this that's going on?
I just think that everyone's sharing opinions, and we all are never going to see eye to eye. There's going to be differences. That's what makes us unique. I think the loving thing to do is to listen and to appreciate the differences and of opinion and what people are trying to say, and then come to a conclusion. You know, I don't care what other people have to say about certain things, but I'm willing to listen to their opinion. It's not going to make me lose any sleep. It's not going to make me walk any differently than I walk each and every day on this planet. But I'm going to try to love everyone and respect everyone, and I think that we should do that at the end of the day. But this show is providing a platform for us to vent and to get these things out. These are things that, for whatever reason, we have not been able to do in the last 20 years collectively. And that we can call, I can get off the phone and call RR, I can call Andre when I hang up, but we're doing this collectively. This is like a community town hall meeting, and it should have a purpose, and there should be results following this conversation, or else it's for nothing.
Absolutely, I agree with that
100%. I agree too.
Okay, I think I just found it after, it took me a long time, but I finally found the phone number. Let me welcome to the show right now, Laomi, former Mizrahi. Laomi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me,
Tom? I can hear you just fine. Welcome to the show. What comment do you have? I know you've been anxiously waiting to get on and say what you have to say.
Well, to me, it's kind of funny how, like, you know, people just come on here, like, well, Andre came on here and just started, you know, like, saying stuff about my life or whatever. But it's crazy how, like, I tried to call him 3 months ago, and I tried to explain to him why I wanted to leave, like, why I'm leaving the house. It's not like I'm leaving the house to join another house. And he just responded me with, if that's how you feel, then, you know, do what you got to do or whatever. It's not like he tried to talk to me about it or anything. I spoke to Jack, and I spoke to Kelly, and I told Jack about it. He just told me to take a break. I just don't feel like I want to be in the house no more. Like, there's stuff in the house that Andre needs to fix himself, that he just don't have time to listen to what anybody has to say. And for me to continue to be in a house that I don't have hardly any say-so, and I feel like I should, you know, it's kind of, like, hurting to me. So for me to try to reach out and not even be heard for how I really feel is crazy. So, like he said, that I'm living with Kelly, but I actually stay in Atlanta. I just came up to New York so I could do my GED thing and start going to beauty school and, you know, do what I need to do with my life. And the issue, like, it's funny how he had to come up here as if I'm ever disrespectful to him or to anybody in the house. But that's
okay.
All I have to say. That's all I have to say. And I guess he can have a good night. You know, I won't be shady saying because I don't do that. That's not for me.
Okay. All right, Laomi, well, we wish you all the best. No matter where you end up, we, you know, we can never forget you and all of the
Oh, no, don't worry. I will be walking. Even if I have to walk as a 007, I know I enjoy voguing, and that's something that, you know, I just like to do. It's fun to me.
Laomi,
okay.
Not to interrupt your conversation, a lot of the kids are asking me, do you have a Yahoo Instant Messenger?
Oh, of course. My Yahoo is Lele, M-I-Z. Lely,
Lely,
M-I-Z, and that's my
answer. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lele. Well, once again, people, you get the information straight and direct from the source here on the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laomi, former Mizrahi, calling in to clear the air. Andre, what are your thoughts on the and I have to say, Andre, that does sound like you, because, you know, sometimes you are kind of withdrawn when there you don't like confrontation, and when people come to you with things, you tend to push people away.
You know why I'm withdrawn? I did this for 20 years. If you sit here and you call me and say I'm thinking about leaving the house, I'm going to talk to you. If you call me and tell me I left the house, why to talk to you? You already left.
But if this is somebody who you have had a relationship with, and in terms of a friendship, a bond, even if they have left.
Then you should come to me and say, I'm thinking about leaving. Now I left, and I'm just calling you to tell you I left. That's what you told me.
See, one of the problems I think exists is people tend to confuse friendship and ballroom house affiliation. Because in my opinion, you know, regardless of what house you're in, if you have a friendship and a bond with the person,
it doesn't matter what house you're in. And I agree with you. See, why me and Selvin don't see eye to eye, because Selvin told me I'm not his friend after 18 years as much as I have done to Selvin. So I took that personally, period. Trigony is still my friend regardless of what house. I don't like what she did when it came to the house. But like I said, she did too much for me or my family for me to sit here and say Trigony would never be my friend. So I'm not that type. Whatever house you go to, I just feel that it's shady ways they do it. Like with Laomi, for you to sit here, Laomi called me herself and told me I left the house and I was just calling to tell you. And then I think I did say why. And then she said, you know, I just don't feel like it. It's just too much. I left the house. What am I supposed to say? I said, okay, thank you. I hope you all is well. When you did this for 20 years, what other way could I go? You want me to be to sit here and beg you back? I'm not the type to beg you back, Tom. I'm not. I love Laomi as a person, too. But at the same time, everybody wants so much to say when you can't even give me 5 years straight. And then they get mad because they don't have that much to say. Make me a believer that you are going to be one that stands to the test. After 2 years, don't get me wrong, Laomi, I think you are a phenomenally voguer. I cannot take nothing away from you. I think you have created a new style of voguing for when it comes to femme figures, period. Hands down, no testing. And I know you can be in any house that you are in. But my point is, if I have went through this with Sanaya and from all down to be in my house, you're not going to have so much to say until you can prove to me you are true, Ms. Rahi. Because so many do the same thing. So many people got so much to say after a year or two or maybe three. And then, don't get me wrong.
Hey, Andre.
I respect all of y'all. Yes.
Not to interrupt you. And speaking of Sanaya, I mean, I don't know why I've gotten, Lord knows, probably about 15 or 16 instant messages of people who, for whatever reason, say or keep suggesting that Sanaya X Ebony will be the new overall mother, Ms. Rahi, and it will be announced at the BBB ball. Is there any truth to that foolishness?
Okay, Sanaya is happy to be an Ebony, period.
That's what I would say.
Is the overall mother of Ebony.
We know it won't be announced at BBB because they canceled that.
Oh,
you know what it is? You know what it is? Sanaya had been connected to me since Sanaya was 12 and 13 years old. So, and she was a Ms. Rahi for so long before she came to an Ebony. Anytime any drama goes on with Ms. Rahi, Sanaya sleeps with us, she eats with us, she breathes with us. They feel that Sanaya is coming back home. Sanaya is happy where she's at. Sanaya's not going nowhere, and I love Sanaya to death, and I will always be behind Sanaya, but Sanaya is an Ebony for life.
Okay, you heard it first here.
You got that right. Okay, I'm just being told that we have Clinton Richmond is trying to get through.
Is he calling about another big boy party, Tom?
Oh, now she's coming back.
Rod. Okay.
Out of the blue.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me see if I can find Clinton's phone number. I think, damn it, I thought I just saw it, and then the screen keeps blinking on me. Everybody stand by. I believe I have Clinton on the phone. Caller from a 404-563. Hello? Hello, caller?
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Is this Clinton?
Nah, this Fred.
Oh, okay. Fred Chanel.
Hey,
no
Fred. Hey, Fred.
What's up, y'all?
Okay. And did you have any comments, Fred, before we place you back on hold?
No, I was just listening. No, I have no comments. Hey, Andre, I'm glad Andre got it off his chest.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is much better than the, what's that child superhead book? Child, I'm about to kick that back, get my coins back, and send them to Andre, honey.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm looking for Clinton Richmond's phone number on my screen. I don't know when he's coming. I think he's coming on to respond to Andre, Rhonda, to answer your question. I don't think there's another party planned, but you'd have to ask him that directly when he gets on the phone. I don't see Clinton's phone number, so maybe he can't get through because I'm getting text messages from people saying they can't get through to the show. Let's go to the phone line. It's a caller from a 412-592 phone number. Hello.
And I do want to remind everybody the system is moving kind of slow because I have so many callers. I'm probably not going to get to all these calls tonight. I do apologize because tonight I did want to open up the phone lines for everybody to get a chance to talk. The caller from the 412 phone number, hello. Okay, let's try a caller from a 937-546 phone number. 937-546, hello. Rhonda, did you have any more tea to come through on your end?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, caller. I hear you, caller.
I was just coming through just to say I respect Andre for coming out and saying what he's saying. I respect him a whole lot. I mean, y'all may not know me. This is TJ.
TJ?
Oh,
TJ.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say I respect Andre. I respect you for coming out and saying what you're saying.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling.
All right.
You can send a donation to Serve the Kids, and we'll get it over to Andre. 718-483 caller. You can hello, caller from the 718 phone number. Rhonda, what were you saying about the tea? Did you have anything to come through late in the show?
No, Tom. No late breaking tea came through.
Do we still have Jasmine on the phone?
I'm here.
Jasmine, if I could just get your input on what you think about all that you've heard tonight.
I hear this every day with this house.
Oh.
So every day I talk to Andre, I talk to the members, you know, and they have their points and they have their feelings, and I understand Andre's as well. And like you said, Tom, and the whole thing is they just really need to communicate with each other. You know, personally, this should not even be on the radio. This is something where they should both, Salvin and Andre, Trigony and Andre, a lot of people in Andre, a lot of people with each other, they should communicate with each other, but you just have this, a lot of people are very stubborn, and that's where the problem lies. You know, I say this to Andre a lot, maybe because of his age or whatever, but a lot of people are stubborn. And because of the stubbornness, you know, they feel that no one can say anything to them or you can't say anything to me today. You know, and at that point, the other person's going to run off and feel what they want to feel or do what they want to feel. And then you also have the babies who feel they need the attention. And, you know, if you don't give me that attention right now, then, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. And it's no shade towards anybody, but I think that's just really what the major problem lies within it. Andre is a very stubborn person, and that's where the problem lies. But that's what he is, and that's what people need to learn and understand.
All right. I do have on the line right now, we were able to get him through on the back line. We have Clinton Richmond on the phone. Clinton, welcome to the show. Your first time on the show. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We hear you just fine, Clinton. How are you?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Oh, we're doing excellent. Just trying to sort through all of this tangled web of ballroom shenanigans
yes,
and going
trying to
on.
Trying to figure out when the next party is.
Yeah, I heard about. I was listening. actually, Brandon had called, let me know that. Well, he had told me that what was going on and everything on the show, and I was listening for probably like about the last 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to say hey to everybody. Jasmine, what's going on?
Thanks,
Tom and all of y'all.
Thank you.
But to Andre. Andre is my dog. That's my boy right there. And as far as Martez, I mean, you know, when you judge any type of ball, everything, 99% of the categories are subjectional. I mean, it's how you perceive it to be and your opinion. That's why you had judges. And I was, you know, and I guess it kind of took me back that Andre would take that as something being personal. I like Martez walk always have for the last few years. I've seen that boy walk. Always had liked Martez. I just thought that look, just like the three other people before him I chopped, I thought that look was just wrong. It wasn't, I didn't get James Bond. One of my kids got chopped for the same reason, for the same category. And that was after all the other chops that went out. It's just the fact that when I think futuristic James Bond, I didn't think of that bottle jacket or whatever, the jacket made of cans.
Well, Clinton, what exactly were you looking for a futuristic effect for James Bond?
Well, number one, I was thinking futuristic, and I was thinking a spy. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
And when I think of James Bond, he's an international spy. He's, you know, espionage, all of that. And then, of course, you know, being futuristic. Now, the effect was tight. I mean, it was high. I mean, it really was nice, but not for that category.
Okay.
And it goes without saying that Martez Walker, you know, is on point.
Well, Martez is my personal favorite runway contestant. But I think I understand what you're saying, Clinton. Had it been more of a suit that was a shiny metallic color with, you know, some kind of special weapon or something, maybe that would have been more of a...
Yeah, right. It
could have
been all of that. Like Maurice Balenciaga had did an effect similar to that a few years back for Bizarre, where he had a tailored suit made out of nothing but bottle caps. That would have been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, but I just don't see what he had on. I didn't get the whole concept. And with the shopping cart and everything, I just didn't get the whole concept. And
And
when I look at it, I didn't get James Bond, futuristic or present or past or whatever. But it has nothing to do or reflect on him. And as far as Andre was saying about the Ballroom Alliance here in Atlanta, I mean, of course, Andre sits on the board. And he's one of them people, we ask him to be a part of this because his voice matters, and he has a lot of opinions as well as experience in the ballroom scene all around his country. So I would never be a part of getting him off the board. He will always be on the board as long as he wants to be there because he has a lot of insight to a lot of different things that we would love his opinion on. It's a reason why he's a part of the board, just like it's a reason why I'm a part and RR is a part and everybody else. You know, there's reasons for all that. And it has nothing to do what goes on the ballroom floor. It's about making the Atlanta ballroom scene better. Because when we walk into that board meeting, I'm not Clint Richmond no more. He's not Andre Mizza. RR's not RR Chanel. We are
Clinton,
a group of people. Yeah.
Clinton, were you on the panel during the best dress? Was it labels? I'm sorry. Were you on the panel during the labels category?
Some of vintage labels?
Yes. Is that the category, Andre?
There.
It was just regular labels, no gear, just labels, yeah.
Okay. Now, did you witness any of what Andre described in terms of booty?
Yeah, I seen all that, yeah.
Okay. What exactly did you witness? Would you like to describe that?
Oh, you talking about with the altercation and everything?
Right.
With Black was saying?
No. Andre made the point earlier that booty was trying to influence the vote for that category when it came down to the tiebreaker with Brooke. And that's what did you see that part of it?
Well, my personal opinion, no, did I see him go to Brooke and tell Brooke that or witness or wave or anything? No. But I don't think that Booty should have broke that tie, no. I think because it was obvious that Booty was going for the Melange, so I don't think he should have been the one to break the tie, no.
Right. Well, I agree with that also. Okay. Well, Clinton, we want to thank you for coming on. And can we get some advertising from you, please, the next time you
have an
event?
Well, listen, let me say one more thing, and this is to Andre. I did try to call you, Andre, but when I realized you were on the show, so I couldn't. You'll hear the message when you get off the show. But I couldn't, you were here, so you couldn't get.
Oh, I thought we had lost your phone, Clinton. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you know, so I want to tell him, because, like, me and Andre is working on some future endeavors, and what we're trying to do, and I hope none of this impedes that, but what we're trying to do is make the ballroom seem
yeah.
better. So
yeah,
it's a lot of things going on.
Okay,
and Tom,
well, hopefully it will improve, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
You better be a part of what?
I said I'm glad to be a part of it.
A part of what?
What?
What are you a part of, Tom?
A part of the alliance and a part of making the scene better here.
You don't even come to represent your house. So what are you talking about?
Well, Clinton, wait a second. Now you're not gonna do that here, okay? First of all,
wait,
I'm
just
gonna
hang up on you.
Wait a second,
yeah,
hang up on you. I don't come to the meeting.
We try to get every house
I don't
representation.
Come to the meetings, Clinton. Wait a minute. Y'all have the meetings on Wednesday nights. I do my show on Wednesdays. So I can't come to the meetings, but don't think I don't want to be there. I've been to the meetings before. But y'all,
oh, you got your show on Wednesday nights? I didn't know.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
that explains it.
Yeah. See that you always thinking the worst. I don't just not come
no,
just because
well,
I'm at home chilling.
But since I'm on here, I might as well give a shout. Since we are, I mean, any house that is listening that's in Atlanta, Alliance is still in effect down here, and we like to have every house representation from a member, preferably a mother or father from every house, to come in and sit down and offer your opinions and help in making Atlanta ballroom scene a lot better. I mean, because it's without goes without saying that it's in the shitter right now. So we, you know, I mean, Andre had many talks about this, but we have to make it better, and it takes everybody, because the Alliance is not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So we have to just keep making it better, and
okay.
We're just missing so many houses that don't come out just to help it, but they got a lot to say.
Right.
So
now, Clinton, can we get a commitment from you and Brandon that you guys will do some advertising here with me for your next event, please?
Well, I mean, I don't know when I'm throwing another ball, so, I mean, but
it'll be sometime next year.
But I appreciate you having me on your radio, and I appreciate your radio show and all that good stuff.
Thank
and the only
you
thing I can ask you,
Clinton,
go towards, do a lot more positive things with your radio show. But
Clinton,
I'll probably see you at the next ball on time, next
yeah.
time I see you. And then get ready for MLK. It's going to be real B.I.G.
Oh,
I'll talk to all y'all later.
You're a mess.
Yeah. Clinton ate that. He ate that.
Clinton, you tried it, Clinton.
How you say it. Yes.
Clinton, I gotta give you props on that, Clinton, because you definitely did that. Because you know good and damn well I wasn't talking about no ball. But I gotta give you props for it. The way you did that was just off the chain.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
See, if someone says Martin's effect makes him a futuristic bum, honey. Maybe that's why he got jobs.
They are not going to read Martez, as Martez is my favorite runway. I don't care what they say.
I like Martez, too. So.
Oh, okay, let me try to get a couple more calls in the last 5 minutes of the show. I'm sorry to everybody on the phone. I have a caller on hold from a 718-483 phone number. Oh, wait,
yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. See, we get the
yeah.
calls through that just want to listen. Thank you for listening, caller. 443. Thank you for listening, caller. 443-825. Hello? Caller from the 443-825 phone number. Hello? You know what? That looks like Ricky's phone number. I better not answer that one. Because I think that's Ricky Allure's phone number. Caller holding from the 443. Hello? Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up because we don't have but 4 minutes remaining. I didn't book an extra hour for tonight.
I'll just let you know that Twisted Monroe in Canada was gagging.
Over what?
Over these shows that we've been having lately.
Hello?
Yes, 443 caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the show.
Oh, what's up? This is Father Demetrius Dior.
And how you doing?
I'm all right. I just want to let Andre know Sandy sending a message letting you know that she loves you and she got your back no matter what.
Sandy, I said thank you.
Sandy,
do you? And I love her too.
All right. Tell Sandy we said thanks a lot for calling and thank you for calling also.
All right.
The messages are pouring in, Andre. I'm getting a lot of messages over here. Maybe we need to start some kind of support group or something for people. You know what? I got the perfect idea. A support group for ballroom legends, statements, and stars who have been hurt by other ballroom legends, statements, and stars. And we can get together on Wednesdays or Thursdays and just come together and talk amongst each other and figure out ways to deal with the hurt and pain of how we can help each other through these hard times. You know, we're dealing with a recession. You know, they just arrested the governor of Illinois. Things are going down the toilet, and we here in the ballroom scene are fighting amongst each other. So maybe we need to support.
We have Obama.
Well, we got Obama, but we got more drama. Obama with more drama. Let me try to get a couple more phone numbers on the show. Let's see here. 562-376 caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Kobe.
Yeah. What's up?
How you
love
doing,
the name.
I'm doing great.
Which Kobe is this?
This
Ms. Rahi.
Oh, what up, boy?
What's your comment?
What'd you say?
What's your comment?
What's going on?
Oh, I didn't have a comment. I was just saying hi to everybody.
That's all you wanted to come on for?
Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to say hi. I just got done with practice.
Thank you, Kobe.
Hey, Kobe.
You. Call her from the 201 phone number. 201, hello? Okay, well, we're gonna end the show now because we only got 2 minutes remaining. We talking about serious matters here, and we get, you know, I'm not going to say that. Now, that would be totally wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every person that came on tonight. I've lost track of the list here. It's been so many. Andre, RR, Jasmine, you still there? Jasmine? I think Jasmine had to hang up. But thank you, Jasmine, for calling in. Thanks, RR, Selvin, Laomi, James Icon, breaking news about Icon Ball. Thanks to everybody. I'm sure I'm forgetting people. I want to send a shout-out to... Trigony, yes, Trigony, thank you.
Yeah.
We got some special shows coming up. Next week I'm going to do a show highlighting up-and-coming commentators in the ballroom scene. If you're a commentator in the ballroom scene, a new commentator on the scene, and you have any of your work on MP3, saved on MP3 format, send it to me at servethekids@yahoo.com. I'll play your commentation on the show so that a lot of the ball promoters out there can hear your work, and they can see what you have to offer and consider hiring you to commentate their ball. Because, again, as I have said before, I do believe that we need to open up the commentator field and allow more people to get into that field. So be looking out for that show. Andre, I want to invite you and RR back on again next week so we can do a show called Status Check, because we want to revisit this whole idea of status, because lately there have been more questionable legendary status deemed out to people that a lot of folks have some issues with, so we want to do another status check show. So keep that in mind. Shouts out to all the schoolboys that transitioned from schoolboy to new categories, like I suggested, Ms. Aviance. They obviously are listening to me, because at the ball this weekend and several other balls prior to that, a lot of schoolboys are now moving into new categories because they realize it's time to move on. You can't do it forever.
Right.
So I want to shout out to them. Rhonda, any last words?
Just the usual time when the kids tried on your time and on your dime, honey. Give them a stiff, stern look. Call into the Tom Blumenthal Show. Go off, go in, and when you're done, tell them, ciao.
Ms. Aviance, say bye to everybody.
Goodbye, babies.
All right. Andre, thanks again.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Andre.
All right.
Bye-bye now. All right.